The British Museum is the biggest in the world. Inside, you feel smaller than usual. Notices tell you about 100 different things to see. Clocks which have been telling time for 600 years. Roman money. Some of the earliest books in the world. Shakespeare's own writing. The story of the British Museum goes back 300 years to one unusual man, Sir Hans Sloane, a doctor to King George II. The doctor couldn't stop collecting books, drawings, clothes, money, animals, flowers, things from all over the world. The doctor wanted everything to stay together when he died, so that people could come and look at it. The British Museum had begun. King George II gave his library, and the museum started to grow. It has never stopped. The British Museum opened in 1759, 6 years after Sir Hans Sloane died. The doctor wanted people to enter freely. But the museum was afraid of letting everybody in. Assistants with guns stood at the doors. Only gentlemen could visit the museum, and then they had to buy tickets. They also had to make 2 or 3 journeys to the museum to ask for the ticket, and then they had to wait weeks or months before it came. Ladies could only come in pairs, and children were forbidden. And as the museum was only open 3 days a week, and only 10 people could enter in an hour, there wasn't much time to see things. Visitors had to run through the rooms, but as nothing had a label, perhaps it didn't matter.
Question 17. Who first thought of the idea of a museum?
Question 18. Who could not visit the British Museum when it was first opened?
Question 19. What do we know about the early museum tickets?
Question 20. What do we know about the collections in the museum?